today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you a sports car per se guy, though?
No, not really. No, right? No. What I enjoy is Corvette speed and Cadillac comfort.
All right, Dahlia, what do you think?
Well, if you recall, I was just in a terrible car accident. So this is just terribly, terribly
classic Dahlia. Mm-hmm. Carla leans, you know, who's having her conversation, leans over to me and says, "Where's Michael?" I said, "He's where I left him." I told him, sit there, sit over, over by the window. Mm-hmm. She's like, I said, "Well, you asked me to handle it. I'm handling it the way a dude handles it.
That's our method."
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, I gotta pull that out of my ear. Oh, hey, how are you?
That was good. That was really good.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Really good.
Hi, everybody. It's Friday. It's Fun Friday.
It is Fun Friday.
Mm-hmm. And you know what that means?
Mm.
Absolutely nothing. Oh. Not on this show. It doesn't mean
anything.
What
does it mean for you in Maine? For us, it means...
means nothing. Means nothing.
Well, are we going to do the weekend liftoff?
It's the...
Oh, we're having some fun right now. Yes, sir. The boss Jack and the boss Ed that my boss told me to play.
Scott Lane.
Yeah, fantastic time, everybody. Power 105 WAVA. Having a great time right now, everybody.
Hot hits.
Yeah, man. What an incredible weekend it's going to be. Woo! Power 105 WABA. Woo! Hope you're getting your summer fun in. Woo! That's right. Kind of the halfway mark when you're right at the beginning of August. August hits next week, everybody. Prince WABA.
Oh, this is absolute best. You hit the post.
Mike, true or false? At WAVA, they used to make the salespeople go into the air studio at 5 p.m. on a Friday to cheer.
Yeah.
And then they sent them back to their desk to finish their job.
Are you kidding me?
Right. No, that's true.
Oh, that's...
All right, I because it's...
Everybody into the studio. Yeah, sound fun.
I imagine doing that was not fun for the guy who's saying, hey, you got to do this now. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Krusty the Clown as a Power 105 WAVA DJ.
Oh, good.
More music, more fun. WAVA.
Everybody, it's Krusty the Clown. Hi, how you doing? Have you taken your laundry to the laundromat lately? I'm not sure. Hey, we got a big weekend planned. Who's going to the chili cook-off? Hey, kids, isn't that fun? This is the Krusty Show. Power 105 WABA. Hope you're having a fantastic time, kids. Whoa, what an incredible time that's going to be. Hey, guess what Mike O'Mara's realizing right now? If he did 10 more minutes of this Krusty the Crown voice, he'd have no vocal cords left. Power 105, WABA, Krusty the Clown Show.
You brought up something interesting there. Did a lot of the WAVA part-timers, did they spend a lot of time doing laundry? I don't think they did.
No. Not when I, but early in my career. Well, perhaps I can say it best with this later. WOHN. Well, what happened? Where's that? Come on. Oh, there it is.
All illegal right. ID, top of the hour. Yeah.
Sorry about that. WCBSFM. See, the key to doing that, kids, is that you actually start a song a little earlier, so it pops right in on that post. Early in my career, I'd walk into air studios, and I'd say, boy, that is ripe. I know it's a warm day, but I'm not sure what's causing that smell. Maybe B.O., but I'm not really sure. Oh, no, it's ass.
Can you imagine that talk up on WYRE if you actually did that back in the day?
So funny.
Oh, my God.
77 WABC.
Oh, hey, I'd like to send this one out on a beautiful Friday morning to my bride. That's right, Carla. Everybody knows what goes on behind closed doors when you tell me to lose weight. I don't know what that meant. I really don't know what that meant at all. But hey, how about San Francisco?
Hey, kids, how about San Francisco?
Beautiful music on KNBR, San Francisco.
Hey, you know what? I got to tell you something, everybody. Just about a week or so, Carlo O'Mara, Mike O'Mara, Baby O'Mara, we're going to be taking a long trip down that super slab. Oh, that's right. We're going to be heading all the way from Maine to FLA. Boy, that's going to be a lot of fun. 26 hours in a car together, in a car with paper-thin doors. What could possibly go wrong? Just be aware of the fact that this may be my last broadcast to you. But it doesn't matter because I've had a hell of a run.
Life's like a road that you travel on.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, my God.
Hit the post. Anyway.
Yes, thank you.
Every
thank you,
time.
26 hours, no stopping. One day,
yes.
Right?
No, it's horrible. The worst. It's the worst. It's the worst. And I love my family, so I'm being a family man. But if I was the irresponsible father, I would say, hey, get a head start. I'll meet you down
yeah,
there.
By
but
plane.
I'm not doing that.
I'll meet you by
plane. I can work on the house.
Yeah.
You got to work on the house.
Oh, the house has been, look, when the toilet was completed, it finished what was odyssey of the summer. Yes,
did
we moved the toilet.
Did you crack the proverbial champagne bottle in it yet? Did you launch it with Big Potty yet?
Ugh. Maybe we should name the toilet downstairs.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. No, you don't name toilets. No, we didn't do anything. It's great. It's fine.
But,
it's
I mean, fantastic. As of yesterday, you had only gone number one. I was wondering if it had, you know, been totally baptized
yet. Oh,
no, yet.
I have not. I have not yet. I have not yet. It's
do
only
you
been
demand
upstairs.
That you're the first?
No, Michael was the
get
first.
Get out of there, Michael!
Michael was the first.
Pull your pants
Michael.
Up!
It's all mine!
Michael was the first.
Yeah.
And, you know, based on his habits, you know, just glad when he can hit that porcelain, you know, and not, you know, not be so obsessed with his cartoons that he might lay one somewhere else, you know
oh
what I mean? Just want to make sure, you know, kids tend to do that again.
What's that
you know,
in the corner?
Like, what is that? No, he finds the trash can, but it's still, oh my God! What was that? That's many years ago. But anyway, how's everybody doing?
Happy fantastic.
Hope it's going
fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yesterday. Oscar, I've had this fantasy going for probably the last month or so that with this massive drive that I'm taking down south,
yes.
That I just would love to be behind the wheel with my hands on that giant, thick muscle car steering wheel and driving a Dodge Challenger Scat Pack all the way down to South Florida, pulling into my community, seeing my my guy Ron at the gate, and just going yeah. Where'd that come from? Came from up north. How you been? I've been fine. I've been fine, Mike. That's quite a car. Beautiful color. Yeah, I picked it myself. Custom ordered it. Is that the wide body? Yeah. That's right, Ron. It's the wide body Scat Pack. You see those two front parking lights? You know what those are? What are they, Mike? They're air intake valves. But not going to happen. Mm. Not going to happen.
Mike, I don't know. It's right. Just like Easy Rider.
Easy Rider.
Cruising out the highway. Hey, Oscar, you were talking about you do the same thing as I do. You fantasize about cars all the time. You're a car guy. I'm a car guy. Rob likes cars, too.
Yeah, I do enjoy cars.
Rob recognizes Rob likes a good classic car.
Yes.
And Rob also yes. recognizes, oh, did I lose contact?
Yeah, we're going to be right back with you. In the day, I had some very powerful engines that I drove. So
yes. You had a Caprice Classic, a couple of them.
The last one had the cop package in it. Which
are
was
you a sports tires, car per cop. Se guy, though?
No, not really. No,
right?
No. What I enjoy is Corvette speed and Cadillac comfort.
Well, that's what. Hey, can I be honest with you? That's what a Challenger.
It really does offer that, doesn't it?
That's what a Challenger has. Scott Pock Challenger,
uh-huh.
which is the
is
wide
that
body,
the new French sports car.
Well, I figured if I called it that, maybe Mrs. O'Mara won't catch it. The wide body Scott Pock Challenger.
Are you at the point where you discuss it that she's sick of the words?
No.
You don't bring it up that much, huh?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't obsess on it that much. I obsess on it personally. I keep it to myself.
Good. That's
but our
way.
Boy over here yes. says he has, and this is what he said to me. This is what tells me it could be a reality. He said he's been fantasizing about an automobile that is perhaps reachable. And when Oscar says reachable,
yes,
I know that terminology. I've known him long enough to know there's an outside shot that could be out in front of his baby house in Georgetown by the end of the summer. So what are you fantasizing about? I love to hear car talk. Car talk!
Car talk!
The Michael Barron Show, everybody.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the vehicle, Mike? And you haven't maybe haven't seen the refresh. Maybe you have. It's very controversial. The Toyota Supra.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day.
I did a dive on it. I did a deep dive on it.
The new guy?
Looked at it. Yeah. I don't know the specs on it, but I looked at it, and they're making a little bit of noise where this is supposed to be a pretty cool car. Rob doesn't like cars like that. He doesn't like that.
The Toyota Supra has a history.
He was just dissing the Toyota
That's
Supra.
That's fine.
Big time. Yeah.
I like the whoop, 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 not the nyee.
Depends on horsepower.
It does.
And for this year's model, or the 2020 model that's coming out, the interesting thing is that they use the frame and the chassis. It would be more the frame and the infotainment system and almost the same body as the BMW Z4.
Okay.
And what shocks...
Which is a small frame, though. It's a small
It's a little frame. Guy. But it's not about size. It's about, hey...
I'm just laughing at what Rob just did, because I'm like... The 2020 Toyota Supra.
I'm not fighting him because I
know, because you're tired and it's Friday.
No. I'm not fighting him because I'm going to tell you that it's not as great as the original. I'll tell you why. It does not have as much horsepower.
Okay.
Right.
And so when he makes that noise, it actually makes sense when he's mocking it, because why the F would you refresh something and not make it better than the original?
Yeah, true. Yeah. Very true.
Well, you know what? In 10 years, we're all going to have brand new automobiles that are going to be installed with a safety chip that will not allow us to go over the speed limit. Have you heard that? That is,
unless you take it to your golf cart guy. And he can override the chip.
Yeah, well, the chip's not that.
Have you heard that story that they're talking about?
They mentioned
they're putting chips in cars. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're serious about it now.
But for me, Mike, it's not about. So I can get
it
over.
Turns
that.
Every car into a Kia.
I'm not driving that far.
Exactly.
I actually do not need a car. I'll say that on the record here. There's no need for it.
Right.
But I want one, and I've gotten away from these fantasy vehicles that. You know, I guess you could get something on Auto Trader. Hopefully it wasn't salvaged in a flood in Florida or New Orleans or Houston. Who knows, right? I don't want
the new Chevrolet floater.
I don't want to roll them dice. So I show my wife this.
Yes?
I said, you know, the Fast and the Furious.
Yes.
The Supra has some heritage and some history with one of our favorite franchises that we share. I said, we're not going to soup it up. There's not going to be a whale tail on the back. We're not going to put ground effects.
No J-turns.
Those days are over.
Right. You're like, a responsible adult.
Like, I'm not in the Fast and the Furious. I'm aware of that. We might get some new shoes for it, a.k.a. wheels, because the stock ones are just terrible.
Yeah.
So I show it to her. I'm like, we could probably get in one of these for X amount of dollars.
Right.
And then she said, she looked at me. She's like, didn't you just say it's like half BMW, half Toyota? I said, the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. Think about the Axis powers coming back together for the power of engineering.
So far, you're selling this car to your wife based on the fact that it is the Axis powers and it's like a movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just
checking.
But I mean, I will tell
now,
you,
my
though,
wife
what,
doesn't know that the Axis powers were bad.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just making it sound grandiose. I know they were terrible.
Good. Yeah.
Is
bad
it a four-cylinder engine?
Yeah, it's not. That's what I'm saying, man.
If it's a
but the horsepower.
Engine, what is the horsepower?
I think it's like a
12.
No, it's a 392, and then you get the next package is like 423.
It's not a 3. There's no way it's a 392.
If it was a 392, it would
335?
Flip.
335 horsepower, 3-liter, 6-cylinder.
Hold on. There's a difference between cubic inches in the engine and horsepower.
What's
like a 392. Pony, isn't a 392? If I say, for example, I would like a 2016 Dodge Challenger 392 Scat Pack Shaker, of the 392, isn't that the size of the engine?
Yeah, that's cubic centimeter. Excuse me, that's cubic inches. And
right,
the,
that's what I thought.
Okay. The new Supra is a 3-liter V6 with 335 horsepower.
Okay. Oh, now you see what?
Oscar, that's putting a 6-cylinder engine in that little beast.
I will take a step back because that's a lot of power for a car that size.
Yeah, and it's basically a two-seater, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's a two-seater. Back it's a two-seater. Seat, that's the way it goes. I mean,
my question is this. Yeah. Is she starts questioning me on why it's not fully Toyota or fully BMW. Mm-hmm. And I'm shocked by this question because I'm like...
So she's engaged in it.
I said, oh.
And as someone who
let
is actually...
Let me bring up a YouTube video, Doug DeMuro... I think he's covered this. And she goes, oh, the boring guy? I'm like, please, just sit with me. We can watch it together. He'll give us all the
who's
quirks
Doug
and features.
Doug DeMuro? Enlighten us.
Oh, no. He's a YouTube celebrity. If he was in front of me right now, I'd try to build a life with him if it was possible. All he does is review cars. I'm like, he probably reviewed your vehicle. And he sits down and tells you what all the quirks are about the vehicle, what he loves about it, what he doesn't. He gives him a Doug score at the end.
Don't overwhelm her with this guy. What you should do is say, you know, Shannon, you're part of a mixed marriage yourself. Because you.
Oh my God, do you know who he looks like?
Who?
Oh, I wish I could text you this picture. He looks like Todd Moore.
Oh.
He looks exactly like Todd
tall
Moore.
White guy. That's
oh
accurate.
Oh my God. Douglas Doug DeMuro is an American automotive columnist, reviewer, and author. He writes articles for the autotrader.com blog, Oversteer, and posts car reviews on his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Is that your man? Is that your go-to guy?
Oh, there's nothing more soothing than going to bed to a Doug DeMuro video.
So this is a reachable automobile for you.
It is.
How close are you to being serious about it?
I configured it online, Mike, multiple times last night. Do I want the gunmetal or do I want the titanium? I don't know.
Right.
Like, and do I want the red, like a little flash of my vehicles? Mike, you know this.
Yeah,
they have red trim. But Doug says... Wait, because Doug says there's going to be a better Supra in a couple years, that this isn't as good a Supra. And he said that.
I don't think it's as good a Supra. Said, I don't like the car.
He said an audible, I can't believe they did this. I don't mind. And he actually explains why BMW and Toyota worked on this, because it's just too expensive for companies like this to put a lot of money into a vehicle that's supposed to be this highline car and actually do it themselves now. And I would say that's BS, because Corvette just did it with their mid-engine Corvette.
But the interior is gorgeous.
It is
on the automobile.
It's like,
and you know what? It's
the
not,
interior
like,
is truly beautiful.
Yes. I like the fact that it's got a longer front end. It's a handsome looking car.
So
it looks like the BMW Z.
Yeah, that's what
it looks
that's
like.
That's the problem.
Mm. Yeah,
that's the problem.
I mean, it took too much from that.
Yes.
And,
she said, "What are you going to do? Tell your friends you're driving a Supra?" That's what my wife says to me, and I said.
Like, she's busting you up on the status.
I was like, no, she goes, you don't race cars.
Not yet.
And I said, you're not going to go to the tuner shop and have it tuned. And I was like,
let me ask you a question. Do you have a lifetime boner if you had that car?
No, actually, my car has more power than this, and it's a four cylinder.
Oh!
But it has a huge turbo.
Look at this guy.
It's
so how many horsepower does your car have?
350. So it's a 2.5 liter four cylinder, but with the huge turbo, when it spools up, it's basically a 5 liter V8 with the weight of a four cylinder.
Let me ask this question.
Look at
this
guy.
Because I'll ask both you guys.
Can we ask him how many ponies does it have instead of horsepower for the future?
Pony power? Oh,
it's how many times has anyone ever driven in a car with pony behind the wheel? Has anybody ever?
Oscar
you
has,
have a.
But we're in the city.
Yes.
What kind of driver
it's
is he?
It's a waste
Oscar?
Of power. He
don't disappoint
Mike,
me like
I'm
that.
Telling
Please
you.
Please tell me that that's okay. where he.
Is he a
have you ever jumped into
pony?
A Lyft or an Uber and you're like, this guy is FOB and just got his license? That's how I feel with Pony.
Pony, do you ever stretch it out? Do you ever stretch it out at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I do it all the time. I just don't do it in D.C. because I'm not an idiot.
He was scared to take a left. A left.
He fears the city. I don't think it's speed he fears. He fears the people.
I don't think Pony would have the cars he has, these Subaru race cars,
yes.
if he didn't like a little bit of speed. And I am curious, and this is the question, what is the top speed you have gotten your current vehicle? And will you tell the listeners what you have now? Because you have a relatively new Subaru,
yeah.
right? You have
yeah.
the Subaru. It's
Pony
the Subaru.
Has the nicest car of all of us.
Yeah, true.
All right, what is your car?
It's a 2016 WRX STI, which is the worst name now that means sexually transmitted infection, but it's a...
the UTI.
Yeah,
the Subaru
exactly.
UTI.
You should just call
hey,
it...
Hey, everybody.
You should
hey,
call it a
are you
Steve.
Itching? Are you itching to get going? Yes, siree. Do you want to burn? Oh, let me tell you. The UTI, the Subaru UTI. What is the top speed you've gotten it to?
I've gotten it to about 120.
Oh, I haven't gone
That's
one.
Pretty damn good. Wow. Where? What road? Name roads.
34th Street here in Washington, D.C.
It's on a track called 95.
Oh, really? 120? Wow. The Need That's for Speed. Cool. This I would not.
That's
Mike,
I would
after,
never, I don't do that
after
often.
Being in his car, I did not. I would not believe that. But
well,
I'll
the
say
reason
this.
Is he was on his way to buy a new figurine. Very excited.
So speaking of speaking of speed, Mike.
Yeah.
Doug DeMuro. He will take these road trips. He had an Ferrari at one point. He had a Aston Martin, and it takes him to these salt flats. This I don't know where they're in Utah, and right. he goes on these like speed trips. How fast can he go on the salt flat
with a production car?
With a production car. Oh, yeah. And I'm like what that. A job.
Car talk on the Mike O'Mara show.
Yes,
do it
right?
all.
Yeah.
So then Shannon.
That's old.
Shannon says, "Look, you're gonna get what you want. I don't even know why you ask me. It's like this. It's like you do always do what you want." And she
can I tell you something?
Yes.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I'm looking at this car.
Yeah.
I like this car.
I like
it
too.
This car a lot. I like this car.
It doesn't scream asshole. Excuse me.
No.
But
you do. Just that.
You know, the only one I don't like, I'm looking at one right now that's white with red side view mirrors, which
no.
is just ridiculous.
It looks feminine.
Looking.
Feminine.
It looks stupid. It looks like they threw the side view mirrors.
Looks like
on.
I'm dropping off a Pizza Hut.
But
pie.
The wheels and the balance of the car.
Yeah.
But then I get back to the fact when I look at it that it's
like
a
Z4.
A Z4 that they put a Toyota.
How much cheaper
on.
Is it than the yeah. Z4?
I would say cheaper once you go AMG wise.
No, I mean if you were to price it out. I mean, what's the price difference?
I would say you're lucky if it's $10,000 to $20,000.
Well, that's a
pony,
big 10 or 20 is a big difference.
I know. Yeah, I agree.
Is your Subaru pony is yours the most horsepower for the buck in America right now?
It is one of the best cars, the fastest cars for the price. Yeah.
What about Kia Stingray? You know about that guy?
The Kia Stinger?
Or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's a very very fun car.
Also
that's,
an STD.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You got a bad
the
case
Kia
of
Kia
Stinger.
Yeah, that's what my mom has. It's a twin turbo V6. That's very,
the
very
car,
fast.
Not the STD.
And no, yeah. Of course.
What do you know about a dual clutch?
Did you say Glenda drives a car with a twin turbo V6?
Yeah, Kia Stinger. That's
Is Glenda your mom? Is she a speed demon too?
She is, actually. She really, really enjoys sports cars. But the
she
nice
spent
thing,
a lot of time in Buds Creek, Maryland?
No,
just checking.
Just Virginia Beach.
Nobody knows that around the country. Will you tell people what Buds Creek, Maryland is?
That used
is,
to be please. Where they would have amateur racing on the weekends in Washington, D.C.
Right. We had a track when I was in Manassas. We had a track, and I forgot the name of it. Do you remember the name of that track? Right down the road from
Didn't
where we are.
Did you sing the national anthem there?
I know I took my kid out there and he got to ride in the pace car,
ooh.
But I don't think
I did a WJFK appearance there once where they did burnouts with cars that had fire that came out of the back of them.
Where all the used tires came from.
And so they said, you're going to go out and say hi to the crowd after we do the flaming burnouts. And I went out and after I did it, I couldn't pick my feet up because my shoes had melted to the pavement.
Wow.
Because they just had fire out there.
Because it was that hot.
It was that hot, yeah.
On the pavement. But I think they
put houses there. Was it the 2540 or something? It had a number, didn't it?
I don't remember. I wish I remember it. People would know. People are screaming right now.
Yeah, they are.
The
I
people
thought
that
it was Manassas
in Northern
International
Virginia.
Speedway.
It was it was not massive. There was never. Let me tell you something. There was nothing international in Manassas except maybe Georgetown Park. But anyway, hey, how about that? Hey. I just made a little Hispanic
Mike,
joke.
Mike,
huh?
Sabian, you got a Latin on your crew.
Very good.
Can I ask Dahlia if she cares about cars at all? Because she's 19. She probably doesn't even ever want to own a vehicle.
Right.
All right, Dahlia, what do you think?
Well, if you recall, I was just in a terrible car accident. So this is just terribly, terribly
classic
dramatic.
Dahlia.
Oh, my God. Well, perhaps not the best segment for her today. We're talking about 120 miles an hour on 95. Not a
so I won't
idea.
Ask the next question. What car really makes you flip? was it Old Dominion Speedway?
Old Dominion.
Yeah.
Old Dominion Speedway.
Old Dominion, yeah. Yes.
And on a certain night, when the wind was blowing in the right way, if I was out on my outside porch, I could hear the... And I'd look at Carla, and I'd look her in the eye, and I'd say, we're living in the classiest place in the world. Yes, absolutely.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned. Standing entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I called you cops 3 hours ago.
Yes, sir. My name's Friday. Could you please describe what's missing?
Well, how about the entire run? That's every single copy of our 25th anniversary WSU of Bait.
Bait?
Yeah, it's his skin magazine.
The intelligent subscriber regards it as a politically oriented, socially impacting monthly. I've got First Amendment rights, too. Look them up, Friday.
I don't have to look them up, mister. I can quote them to you. How much do you figure a monthly run of your magazine is worth?
Well, let's just say it's more money than you'll ever see in your life. And I do that every month.
At least my money's clean. Listen, hotshot, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care for you or for the putrid sludge you're troweling out. But until they change the laws to put you sleaze kings out of business, my job's to help you get back your stench-ridden boxes of smut. And since I'm going to be doing it holding my nose, I'll be doing it with one hand.
Excuse me. Jerry, it's time for your collagen treatment. And don't forget, you're having your pores sucked at 3.
Well, boys, as you can see, I got my work to do. Why don't you get the hell out of here and do yours?
Sergeant, if I asked your honest opinion about something, would I get it?
You can bet the house on it.
Would you say that these look like the breasts of a 43-year-old woman?
No. No, they don't, Miss Wiss. They're quite impressive. Bordering on spectacular. We have to be running along now.
What's your hurry, Sergeant? Wouldn't you like to have an early lunch?
Are you crazy? Sylvia Wiss wanted you.
Now let me tell you something, Strebeck. There are two things which clearly differentiate the human species from animals. One, we use cutlery. Two, we're capable of controlling our sexual urges. Now you might be an exception, but don't drag me down into your private hell.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
All right, here's a trivia question for you. That's an oldie but goodie that we used to play a long, long time
ago.
Who plays the Smut King? Oh, who is? Do you remember?
Absolutely. You remember? It's Dabney Coleman with a list. I watched the movie a month ago. It's you know what? It's like $2.99 on Amazon. It's a great movie. Worth a watch. Yeah.
Unbelievable. That's by the way, that's Dan Aykroyd in the role of Joe Friday. And is it Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks and Harry Morgan plays Harry Morgan.
Tom Hanks back in the day was doing everything.
Yeah,
he was.
He plays everybody. It.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are glad to have you, TMOS, to our friends. Delighted to have you with us. It's been another great week, and we are coming to you all over the world. We'd love to hear your cities and your towns. Share those with Rob Spiewak, and we'll get them on the air for you. From Mount Airy, Maryland, to Hyderabad, India, from Rock Hill, Virginia, to Granger, Washington, from Mendoza, Argentina, to Anchorage, Idaho. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Swallow.
Yeah,
got new flavor with my liquid IV.
Make the mouth water.
Anyway, our program today brought to you by Sleep Number. Believe it or not, football season is almost here, and all the pros are focused on the latest innovations to improve their game. Find out why players from around the NFL look to Sleep Number to get their best quality sleep. Now listen, I know you're thinking this is another one of those football endorsement spots, but the fact is, when I was playing my most golf and I had some back issues, it was not unusual for me to go to sleep with a sore back and wake up with a back that felt great on a Sleep Number bed.
Rejuvenation,
Mike. You can
Mike.
Get your best quality sleep only on a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, Sleep Number is proud to bring game-changing sleep to everyone. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed adjusts on each side so it can be as firm or as soft as you wish. Yay, Sleep Number. You got to feel it to believe it. See how it relieves pressure points with their individual fit technology. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. We love it. Visit a Sleep Number store now to learn how to sleep like a pro. Plus, enter for a chance to win a Sleep Number 360 smart bed and a trip for two to Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Mm.
Hey, nice. Mm. Nice.
Wow, it's just across the alley. It's a drive for me to go to the Super Bowl. I love living where I live now.
I'm sure you're going this year, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
You can go to the pump, pass, and kick.
Sure.
Visit a Sleep Number store. It's a Facebook page or via mail. Is it via email or via mail? This is all new, Rob. I didn't know about this. Visit a Sleep Number store. It's Facebook page or via mail. For official rules and other ways to enter, you'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you do, tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Yeah, all the rules are at their website. Check it out. And win, win, win.
So we have a family gathering last night. And
How much of the family is up in Maine right now?
We got a good chunk of folks. A lot of people at my cousin's house, and it was so much fun. It's the second time we've all gotten together. And, you know, I poke a lot of fun at my attitude up here. And it's the second family gathering we've had. And it's the second time we've had a lot of laughs, great food, and a good time for everybody. My son, next to... My cousin's son Sam's baby is the littlest guy there.
Okay,
and he gets a little wrapped up because his Teddy's kids have normally been the ones that hang out with my son and humor him, even though they're older, and play with him. Well, now you have another baby around, and so he reveres his cousin. And wants to play. Michael reveres his cousin, wants to play with him. But unfortunately, the cousin now has to tend to the new baby, who's his nephew. I mean, it's about Modern Family, right?
Right.
Going on. And so Michael gets frustrated because he wants to play.
Right.
And he's 6 years old, and he wants to play. And it starts early because dinner, we get there at 6 o'clock, and that's a late start for him because normally we're putting him down an hour and a half later. That's 7:30-ish is his bedtime. So I see it happening, but I'm trying to talk to the family members, and I'm chatting. And then later on in the evening, Carla's coming up to me and going, "You need to handle this." And when she says that, I'm like, "Oh, God. Oh, no." Oh, and Michael's doing this thing. I don't wanna, And then I'm seeing that, you know, he's got the circles under the eyes because he's been balls to the wall all day long.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't wanna, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then it comes time for dinner. And we've got the adults at the table. It's just like Thanksgiving at Rob's house. And we've got the kids' table.
Right.
And at the kids' table, we want Michael to go over there. He said, "I don't want to." I said, "Because Cade didn't play with me." And it's like, my God.
And Cade's a good kid.
He's a rock star.
Yeah.
And now Michael loves him more than any kid out here. So I'm sitting there. I go, "Michael, you have to do this." And this is pure 6 year. I said, "You're going to sit at that table now." And he looks at me and he says, "No, I'm not." I'm like, okay, daddy loses. And I'm sitting, and I'm sitting there rolling my eyes. Well, finally, we agree. He'll come to the grown-ups table, sit between Carl and me, and he's fine. And nobody's really paying that much attention to this, but it's bothering me, and it's embarrassing.
Wouldn't it be great if at one point Teddy looked over and says, "Well, he can't be here. He's a child.
He's not allowed in this room. Get out of here. Go now."
Teddy's like, "How you doing, Michael?" And he's like, "Pray God. Pray God.
Pray God.
You were there. You were there. All the principals were there for that. All the principals were there for that." But he's sitting there, and then he starts to calm down. And then I think Cade stepped in and talked to him. He ends up going to the kids' table.
Okay.
So everything works out for the best.
I would have been a terrible parent because, you know, my initial instinct, Mike?
Hit him.
"We're going. We're leaving right now."
No. What? I was like, okay. You get to not have dinner tonight and feel like what it is to be hungry.
Hi. Daddy did that. Sit over here. See the window box here? That's your spot for dinner right there. The window box. I come to the table.
Yeah.
Yes.
Carla leans, you know, who's having her conversations, leans over to me and says, "Where's Michael?" I said, "He's where I left him. I told him, sit there. Sit over, over by the window." Mm-hmm. She's like, I said, "Well, you asked me to handle it. I'm handling it the way a dude handles it.
That's our method. Yeah.
Don't want to go to the kids' table? Sit your ass down here and do nothing for the entire meal." And then, of course, Carla gets up and here he comes around the corner. I'm like, okay, there we are. Daddy's trying
make to sure you send her a thank. Make sure you send her a thank you note for undoing all you did.
Yeah. But you know what? In that situation, when it's difficult, I know it's going to be like that. I'm not all that.
There's no one perfect answer.
No, you're right.
And can I just say, for the record,
that
my cousin at the end of dinner made chocolate chip ice cream sandwiches that are they're maybe the greatest things I've ever
had. So like two chocolate chip cookies with vanilla ice cream?
I'm going to be fat forever because I don't say no to that.
No, that's you can't.
That's rude. It's rude.
It's kind of like a test, you know. What do we have for dessert? We've got berries, fresh berries, or we've got chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwiches. You can have either or both. What would you like? And the family's going around. I'm like, come on. Let's just say the ice cream sandwich cookies won. All right.
Did anyone have berries?
Yeah. Yeah, of course, the thin women at the table.
I'll have seven berries.
Seven tiny little berries.
What kind of berries? Raspberries?
By the way, Mr. Scholarship winner, the Maine blueberries have popped. If you're looking for, you New Englanders in our audience, if you're looking for a trip up north to get some wild blueberries, come on up here.
Bring me some blueberries, John.
Bring them. Yes there, Mr. Franklin. Would you like to go to the state of Maine in 1776 and grab some blueberries?
Of course I would, John.
Blueberries and whores. Anyway.
And then I'm going to go to Paris for the whores. I'm Ben Franklin. I'm Howard Da Silva playing Ben Franklin. I'm going over to Paris for the whores, John. The whores, John.
That's a good song they cut.
Thank you. They cut that from the... We're all over the
place. The whores, John.
I'm tracking.
The whores, John.
So, you know, he's a pain. I know some people are noticing him, but it calms down a little bit. But I'm still like, you know, why do you have a whiny kid tonight? Why? But he's tired, and I get it. Yeah. And then later on, dinner is winding down, and Michael comes in. And somehow we're talking about all the wildlife up around here. And somehow the subject of alligators come up down in Florida. And I say, well, you know whose favorite animal is the alligator? And I point at Michael. And I said, this guy, he could tell you all you need to know about alligators. And like, not missing a beat, my cousin looks over at him and says, well, Michael, why don't you tell us what's the difference between a crocodile and an alligator? And I'm sitting there going, okay, this is what the way it works in one of these Irish families. This is a testing moment.
Sink or swim.
This is a testing movie. He says, well, the crocodiles have a pointier snout and the alligators have a wider snout. The crocodiles have a pointier snout because they feed primarily on fish, while the alligators have a wider snout because they feed primarily on land-based animals. And he gets almost a standing ovation.
Yeah.
I said, that's my boy.
Awesome.
6 years old. I don't care whether he's right or not. I didn't do a deep dive on it, but I'm very proud of my son.
We'll take it.
Which cousin?
Very proud of my son.
Which cousin asked him that?
I'm not going to say, Rob Spiewak, because you are a troublemaker, and we have to go to break. There you go.
Tell us off there.
I'm not doing that. Not doing that. No.
The only reason
you boys have already
that...
gotten me in a little bit of trouble up here already, okay? Just behave yourselves down there in Washington where you're safe in that brick bunker. Anyway, I'm up here.
Brick bunker.
I'm up here on the front lines.
Don't ask questions, John.
And come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, listeners. This is Alan from Vegas, and I'm here to help you prepare for your trip to TMOS Live in November. Let's start by learning the official state symbols of Nevada. The official state animal of Nevada is the desert bighorn sheep. They're recognizable by their great big horns and their tiny little poops. And you're going to feel like a tiny little poop if you don't buy your tickets for Saturday night's TMOS Live 10th Anniversary Spectacular. Get on it.
Thanks, Alan. I appreciate it.
My guess. That wouldn't have been my guess.
Yes. That was welcome my back. Guess.
You. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Mortgage rates are still low, low, low.
Low.
Low, Dom.
Low.
They're low. They're low, low, low. But you didn't expect that. Low.
And that killed him.
Low.
You like financing. I like financing. You love financing.
I like ice cream.
And the mortgage rates, Dom, are low, low, low. That means it's a perfect time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Yes, low rates, dude. And Cornerstone can save you big bucks. Dude. So, whether you're buying a house or refinancing or just want to get a little cash in your pocket to make it a great summer, you got to act right now while the market is still on your side. You want to finance a car, for example.
Yes.
Do that, right? Get yourself a nice Toyota Supra.
Or an STI.
Yes, an STI or a UTI. Call Cornerstone. Do it. Here's the best part. The folks at Cornerstone First Financial are TMOS listeners just like you.
It's like you, Oscar.
You. Me.
If you don't understand the intricacies of high finance, no sweat. They do, and they'll take care of you. Trust the friends of TMOS. Remember, this can't last. Inflationary pressure will soon push these rates back up to realistic levels. Act now. Cornerstone, licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Tell them to get licensed in the state of Washington.
Yes.
Tell them to do that. See how they do with that. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Looking at here. Boy, was this a text message that I got? Oh, all right. Okay.
Is it a cousin?
No. No. Looks like weird.
Is it spam?
Is it your car financing was approved?
I got a text that said clear throat.
You know what? My auto dictate turned on.
Oh.
Without me asking it, you piece of garbage.
I am so happy you brought up how just technology gets the best of you.
Sure.
I'm finally into the third. I think the fourth episode was just released of Conspiracy Land, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. From Michael Isikoff. And
by the way, we're trying to get Michael Isikoff,
yes,
from Yahoo News on the program, and he's got a fascinating series of podcasts called Conspiracy Land.
Wonderful
and
stuff.
It will really fascinate you. This guy does a deep dive on all where all the bones
so
are.
So his
he's
primary
a wonderful investigator.
So Conspiracy report. Land went to number one on iTunes, and it has resonated with I would say, or Apple Podcasts, with the American public.
Right away.
Right away. And then you've got a larger, and it's crazy that it, Mike, you know, I hate talking about politics, and his primary show is called Skullduggery.
Right.
So that show in its own right is wonderful, but about politics. So if you don't like talking about politics, you probably don't want to listen to politics, but he does a great job, as you and Chris Freitz do on Political Persuasions, that he dumbs it down in a way that you're like, you feel like you're being informed.
Oh, he's a great learner. He's a great speaker. Wonderful.
Conspiracy Land is done so well. And again, for most of these podcasts, I think that we, at least for myself, they really get into, you start thinking about, okay, this the conspiracy is I guess this series of six episodes is a deep dive into the staffer that died and was murdered in D.C. during the election cycle of this previous election
cycle. Yeah, can I summarize
yes,
it a little
please.
Bit? Okay, because what he does is he takes the process and Oscar, I think you might be interested in this because it is dovetailing a bit with The Loudest Voice, which is the story of Roger Ailes.
Yes.
And he does a dive on how these stories are created out of thin air. And suddenly a lack of a suspect in a murder can be turned with absolutely zero factual evidence into this massive conspiracy. And there are people that and by the way, they're on both sides of the aisle.
Yes.
But they can turn it into something truly huge. And ultimately, this staffer for the DNC, I think he worked for the Democratic
yes.
National Committee, he was murdered. And they turn it into this thing where this was a politically motivated hit. And he traces where this all came from and how they did it.
Well,
and it's similar to a whole the Acorn thing they did against Obama.
Yes.
Where
right.
they had legislation come out based on the story
but
was not really even
at
accurate.
The root of this, a foreign actor is involved,
mm-hmm.
which is the Russian disinformation campaign.
Right. Where they create these stories and they fuel them on social media. They
yeah.
come from social media. And I'm not sure you would know better than I would the true conspiracy guys that have the loudest voices. Like Alex Jones is probably the biggest
yes.
example of a guy that does this.
So,
but it's a relatively it's recent phenomenon in that without social media, this sort of thing can't be fueled with this kind of energy.
Well,
right.
True. And Isikoff breaks down and look, if you whether Mike's right, if you're on either side of the aisle,
right,
it, I think a story like this, which really investigates where this one story came from and the roots of it, including something that really dovetails into what we've talked about on multiple shows, Pizzagate,
yeah.
where it's this sophisticated telemarketing campaign, but instead of telemarketing, this is their analogy. You've
planted
got,
by Russian
you've
intelligence
got far,
agents.
A farms of people whose right. jobs are to find a rift and then create drama behind it.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you the first paragraph Please. Of the in the summer. And this is, look, I tell everybody, I don't care where your politics are, because this is easily done on either side. Yep. It depends on what they want you to believe. And I, listen, I the one thing that I wish people would all pay attention to, whether you dislike Donald Trump, forget Donald Trump, take Donald Trump out of the equation, mm-hmm. and remember one thing that Robert Mueller said, that there is irrefutable evidence
right.
of the Russians getting involved in our democracy,
Top of
getting
mind.
Involved in our election system. And because of what they did, they were able to move the meter.
Yeah.
And they're
yeah.
doing it. They're not doing it by getting into the ballot box. They're not doing it. They're doing it because they've got, as Oscar just mentioned, a sophisticated team of people dedicated to this just to F us up. And you have to believe that. They're saying this. Republicans are saying this. Democrats are saying this. It's out there. And the paragraph goes as follows. The guy's name is Seth Rich, by
yes.
the way.
Okay.
In the summer of 2016, I can't wait to get Isakoff on the show. In the summer of 2016, Russian intelligence agents secretly planted a fake report claiming that Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich was gunned down by a squad of assassins working for Hillary Clinton, giving rise to a notorious conspiracy theory that captivated conservative activists and was later promoted from inside President Trump's White House. That is according to a Yahoo News investigation, Michael Isakoff being a part of yeah. that investigation. So they're out there, they're doing this, and you know, I look at it this way. Every day, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara, what do? We kind of look for material.
Yes. Yeah.
We look for things to talk about that you are going to be interested in hearing about. And we do it with silly little stories about our personal lives, fun things that yes. happen within the building, things that are going to make you laugh. That's why. Well, these guys that run a show that's a conspiracy theory show, a la Alex Jones, this is red meat. They're not going to vet this. They're yeah. not going to go.
No, they're
going to
run with
it.
They're going to run with it.
They're going to run like hell with it. And it's going to be. And by the way, if they happen to be of some political angle and it plays into their narrative, they're going to run it even more. And
sure.
that. And by the way, the more partisan it is, the more it's likely to go up the food chain and get to closer
also,
to mainstream media. It's incredible how manipulatable we are in this country right now.
Also, do you see a side of this machine outside of the Russian disinformation machine of the human condition that comes and who it attracts, the people on both sides?
Mm. Right.
For example, Seth Rich, the family, they're still torn apart about this, that not there's some just hasn't his death hasn't been politicized, but the fact that they've lost a son.
They've lost a son all probability was a robbery gone bad. And it was a horrible, and there
Correct.
Were multiple, during the time he was murdered, there were multiple robberies
crime
in this neighborhood.
Area. In the area, yes.
And it's really, and they do a dive on this because imagine, and what you're saying is, imagine how that family feels where, you know, this has been just elevated to this
oh,
level.
Oh, yeah, they're using it as
crap.
a story fodder.
Think about
yeah.
this. There's a great, and again, no spoiler alert, you're going to enjoy it, listen to it. They have Chief Kathy Lanier at the time, the chief of police.
Right.
She comes to the family. They say, look, we want to find the culprit. There's apparently a threshold that once the reward gets above $75,000, the close rate for these cases, like, they really skyrocket.
Oh, people come forward because it's worth
so
a while.
So they get informants that rat out
yes,
the guys.
So Crime Stoppers, $75,000 above, they get their close rate is high. People start talking. They have a political operative come to the Rich family and say, look, I got $100,000 I want to put up towards the reward. We want to help you close this case. The political operative, they go to Chief Kathleen, you're like, we're skeptical about this guy. She goes, well, it's $100,000. You want to get justice. That's going to help move the meter. No one really vets this guy. He's got the $100,000. He gets up in front of the news, the media. He has his own camera team there as well. And he turns it into what is a political
conspiracy.
Another layer of this conspiracy.
It's that heinous.
That's and, sick.
Yeah, it's very sick, but it's out there, and it plays into, I just can't wait to talk if we get Michael Isakoff on the show.
Yes.
because it's really a very, very hot podcast in the country right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that really everyone going into this has to remove their tribalism bias and their partisan, because this could as easily happen with, you know, people on one side. But let's be honest also. I'm not going to right now, where we are right now politically in this country, I'm not going to absolve the powers that be, the Alex Joneses and the people that propagate these conspiracy theories. They're the ones right now where this Seth Rich story is the most recent example of it. And you're playing right in. Here's the amazing thing. This is where the disconnect happens to me. Mm-hmm. When you think of this is the way I've always thought about the right and Republican politics. I've always said these are the law and order guys. These are the guys where your enemies are your enemies, where, you know, the Russians are out to get us. And we have to be, you know, we have to protect our country. And because you have a situation now where this meddling in our election system has resulted, when it's come to a fever pitch, in their team mm-hmm. winning, they're kind of low-keying it. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop. But they're saying, why should we? You know, the other day they had election legislation yes. that was saying that got tabled
yeah.
because their team is in. They think it's partisan politics. I don't think it should be looked at that way. Mm. I think the Russians are out there trying to F with us every single day. And right now, by the way, do you know, you don't have to throw a rock to get somebody who's been hacked.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Been, yeah.
You know, it's everywhere you look. And we have to understand that we've got to start. You want to know where the defensiveness, not building a wall anywhere. We got to protect our computers
yes.
and our bank infrastructure and Mike, our grid.
You said it's something crazy. On political persuasions this week that really rang true with me. You said there's a lot of people after all the Mueller stuff went down that said, a win for our side.
Right.
And none of them are realizing the fact that he went up and he said, the Russians have the ability to influence our legislation.
Right. It's not a win for any side.
That's not a win for anybody.
Because the Russian government can influence the election in this country, whichever way they want to go.
That's scary power, scarier than when they had spies here in the 50s. That's working from the inside out.
They splash the pot whenever they want now. It's on them.
And let's try to get Michael Isikoff on the show.
Yes.
Love to talk with him about it. He's a smarter guy than we are, and I would love to hear more about this because the scariest thing you should remember that came out of the Mueller hearing is not only did it happen in 2016, they're out there ramping up to do it.
It's
going to
happen
again.
They're going to do it again.
So how do you feel when you're thinking, I'm going to go to the election booth and my vote may not matter because these events are being influenced by a foreign government?
That's right.
And we're sitting there going, la, 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 you know, when's the Super Bowl? Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with
more
fun.
It's in Miami, Mike.
And more, yeah.
I might go.
We'll be right back, everybody.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, we come at you with a special edition of Robert Mueller's testimony. We're going to unpack all of it. Mike, not surprisingly, a little upset, felt Mueller was a little doddering. I, however, see a silver lining. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's a fact. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. And by the time you notice, it's too late. The solution? 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. I hate doctor's offices, so I love 4hims.com. And, you know, with my work, I've been able to go from the wig that I'm wearing right now to more often than not, you know, go around with my own natural hair.
Big win.
Just kidding. No, I'm making a joke. Remember, it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. So act now. Order now. Our listeners can get started with the Hims Complete Hair Care Kit. Hair kit.
Hair kit, hair Mike. Kit. It's a hair kit is what it is.
It's a hair kit, not a hair care kit. Not going to a barber.
No. Barber.
$5 today while supplies last. Subject to doctor's approval. See the website for full details and safety information. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy or anywhere else. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS for your hair kit. FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS.
Rewrite
it.
Bam.
I know it's their disclaimer. Rewrite it. I'm not making that mistake.
Bum bam.
I'm not going to make the same mistake again. Just like public restrooms. I hate them. Anyway.
What brings that up?
I don't know. I'm thinking about my trip. I'm thinking about the state of Maine, but I want to say a big salute. We have had one of the best runs up here in the great state of Maine. It's just been wonderful. It's been absolutely
What's made
wonderful.
This one better?
So, what's made this one better is climate. And for those of you that are sweltering in the middle of the country, if you look at a map, you'll see that this part of the world has dodged that bullet pretty much for most of the summer, so I'm really happy about that. I've gotten just the right amount of my family that has worked out beautifully for me. I didn't know that if I played it this way, it would have been this way for the whole run. I think I tried to force things in previous years. I haven't done that this year. I have avoided all the situations where I was the square peg trying to fit into the round hole.
Sure.
And my son has enjoyed himself. Carla has enjoyed herself. Aww. And we've gotten a lot of stuff done that we needed to do.
Do you think a part of it?
We finished the meth lab. We planted the pot plants.
Do you think a part of it?
Everything seems to be okay.
Do you think a part of it is the fact that Michael is now at an age where he has more to do and he's more into it?
No, I think the thing is it's all, Mr. Narcissist, it's all me. I think I kind of figured out how to deal.
Tried to help you there, but
yeah. You know, when you come into an area where people, anybody that visits anywhere during a summertime, and if you're lucky as I have been to have a place to go in the summertime, and this all was back in the early days, this was kind of climate-wise. This was weather-wise. People would move out of metropolitan areas and come up to where it was cooler. Yeah.
It's when I was very young, I didn't know what a snowbird was. I really thought it was a bird that lived in the snow. And
when I was very young, I said, "Oh, that's an Anne Murray song."
And
snowbird,
but if you can, or you have the family or anything like that, try to get to New England at a certain point in your life.
Yes, it's life
for
changing.
A summer. Most people say, I don't want to go up there. And I was one of them that because the water's cold and I like swimming and I got to go to the Outer Banks or Hilton Head, wherever it may be. Take a summer and just go up there because it is it's a way of life that, Mike, you were kind of to expose us as a show.
You very early. Oscar, it hit with you. And yes. Let me tell you, you're not alone. You're playing Snowbird right now.
I love Anne Murray. She's one of my favorite Canadians.
Here he goes. All right. Here's the song, Anne Murray.
Beneath its snowy mantle, cold and clean.
God, that voice is nice.
Oh, isn't it nice?
I'm sorry, Mr. Murray, we've lost your wife.
Oscar, you're like a lot of people. There are people that it clicks with, and you want to come back. And, you guys are asked, I'm asked all the time about you guys. I'd love next year.
Would be wonderful.
If we could get
a series
of broadcasts up here.
It'd love
be so
to do
much
it.
Fun.
Yeah. You know, we were talking yesterday about Michael's being born 6 years ago, and the picture that we saw of him is just a wee little baby.
Mike, first, can I say about the baby pic? Yeah. The first thing you come up with is like, look how fat I am.
Well, sorry. I can't help myself. Yeah.
He looks
I'm so glad
precious.
Things have changed.
He looks so precious.
But so glad things
I think
changed,
it was about 7 years ago on my timeline, some pictures came up when I went up. We've run it twice, and I went up once with Robert. And it was such a great trip with Robert up there. And one of the pictures, it blew my mind. It was just a simple picture of a fishing village up there called Korea. They spell it with a C, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And
beautiful, beautiful place.
And it really does look like a movie set from Jaws, but it's real.
Yeah,
and you go there.
That's the area around here where you're absolutely right about that one.
And it's mind blowing because I wrote on the caption of the picture, I said, temperature today, 59 degrees. And it was in the middle of August. Yep. It was 59, and the air tastes different.
Well,
it's a different world up there.
I extend for a year from now the invite for
Perfect.
I'd love it if we could get you guys up here because I think it's we've worked together long enough where it would be just super chill and how everybody goes their own way and does their own thing. And, some of the great moments like climbing Cadillac Mountain with our cars and being there for the sunrise and Rob breaks out his iPad and plays the
Lion King,
which was one of the funniest moments. Rob in one of the worst hangover states that he's ever been in.
Worst.
On any
almost didn't make it.
I mean, really not even hungover because he
was still
so loaded from the night before. And just it's wonderful being up here. But I figured it out. And you talked about the picture of Michael where I say I'm fat. Mm-hmm. I always, because I'm a disc jockey and I've hosted a radio show my whole life, I always turn it around to, about me.
Sure.
Me.
And I look and I just think I figured it out. And this is the solution. The solution is that what we do as DJs, this is the truth, folks. We're not the blue collar guys. We're not the white collar guys. We're somewhere in between. Okay. We're like the guys that don't fit in either spot. And I think once you figure that out, you know what you like and you know what you don't like. And there are parts of both sides that you get into. And once you figure that out, you just calm down and you don't put yourself in a situation where it's either too much of the blue bloods or too much of the non-blue bloods.
Right.
And I've enjoyed it. I've figured it out. I've figured out how to deal with it. And I love it. And so that's it. That's it. So a salute to the great state of Maine. And, you know, as we head out of here, it's going to be looking forward to it next year. I love this state.
That's
I
great.
Love the people.
That's good.
Really this is do. The first time you're leaving this early for school, right?
Yeah, we're going back next week. And I just want to say to everybody up here, if you get a chance to come up to the state, please come up and visit Maine. Maine needs help. Maine needs help. So if you've never been up here, come up and visit. And if you want to drop out of society and leave your metropolitan area, yes, this is a wonderful place to hide.
They'll pay
you. If
you're
wanted by the law,
they'll pay you.
Place to hide. Yeah, yeah, they'll pay you to come here.
They will.
Pay you to bring your little business up here and work from home. By the way, a lot of people working from home. That's it. Absolutely. So that's it. I wanted to say salute to Maine. And I moved my new toilet in, too. So it's been a good summer.
I'm sorry that you're having to leave early for school, but it is important you get back in time. It is Carla's senior year.
Yes, it is. Yeah, got to get her back. Absolutely. We don't want that truant officer coming to our door. We'll take a break. Come back with Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you have a family member who's slinging sandwiches for a store you loathe? Is your hetero life mate looking for a new home in Florida? Have your dreams for a muscle car been replaced by a muscle toilet? Yeah, life sucks. But there's a cure for these summertime blues. Retail therapy! It's a TMOS shopping center with three great retailers to choose from. Macy's, Target, and Walmart. Click the banner at MikeOmarisShow.com and shop, shop, shop. Your purchases help support TMOS and keeps that comedy train chugging down the tracks. The TMOS Shopping Center. Perfect for back-to-school shopping and a great way to treat yourself.
Thank you, Jim Amato. Another fantastic one from you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, like sands through the hourglass.
Yes.
So are the tickets for the Saturday night TMOS live show in Las Vegas. Some people call an hourglass a sand clock. Mostly morons do this, but what can you do? So, back to the tickets. They are slowly disappearing. How many are left now?
Oh,
how many?
Let me get that number. Hold on.
Remind them every day, right?
Yeah, of course.
Remind them every day of that. Yeah. Back to the tickets. Slowly disappearing. They're disappearing like macaroons in Rob's pantry. Oh, no, they're not.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, I almost 26. Posted that.
26.
26. We sold three yesterday.
That's good. Three a day is good.
Three a day is not
three
good.
Single want, guys, three single ladies.
I want 23 a day.
Yeah, three hot go. Ladies.
Hot ladies.
Yes.
Anyway, they're disappearing like the lady in a magician's cabinet.
Hey, lady.
What was that? But this isn't an illusion. This is real. And you, all right, whatever. Thank you. Buy the tickets to our show. We'd appreciate it. It would be wonderful. I almost posted the Triumph the Insult comic dog.
Yes.
When he goes to the Chicago hot dog stand with the guy from 30 Rock,
yes.
Which is maybe one of the funniest television late night bits I have ever seen. Absolutely one of the best I've ever seen, including a kicker when the Triumph the Insult comic dog throws up on all the customers at the end. Absolutely. Should I post that? I'll post
please.
That.
Yes, do that, please. Please. Yeah, I like
it's
that.
It's really awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for Oscar's Take. A
Oscar's
review and
take.
Comment on the news of the day that only our Bolivian bloviator, you know, whatever he does. The views what expressed by Oscar Santana in no way respect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States of America. Now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, a new survey of 2,000 Americans with full-time jobs found 27% also have a side hustle.
Hustle.
Or, or a second job to bring in extra money. People with side hustles spend an average of 16 hours a week on it and bring in an extra 14 grand a year after taxes. The most common reason we take on extra work, of course, to make more money. Yeah. But 41% also said their side hustle is something they enjoy doing, and 37% said it's a way to pursue one of their passions. Here are the five most common types of side hustles in 2019. Number one, beauty, health, and wellness, like a hairdresser, personal trainer.
Oh. Number manicures. Two,
art, music, entertainment, things like wedding DJ or event planner.
Hey, man.
Number three, tough one. Hi, Carrie. Retail sales.
Yeah.
Either an online, that's not a passion project. Online business or working at a store. Number four, finance, things like financial planning or doing people's tax returns. Five, home improvement, like handyman work and gardening.
I'm shocked that this hasn't happened earlier in our careers. We, as a team here, our side hustle turned into what was our business.
Yeah.
We were excited to start something. It wasn't easy. I think collectively we couldn't have done it without each other in the room and on the ground floor. I really believe what's changed is the software that's involved. The software that allows you to do a lot of this hard work. Now you can outsource yourself, like your accounting, or if you're doing your order fulfillment, all of that can be done somewhere else. Now,
right.
I think that the adult industry and DVDs and Blu-rays, sure. I think the adult industry actually had a better take on this, and I'll tell you why. These cam girls have been making six figures forever.
That's a side hustle.
As a side hustle.
They're on their right. side.
For what they've been doing outside of sometimes. Good guys or Archibalds. They've had, if you went to enough of these adult clubs, and I'm not saying I have, Schmosker has, they would always talk about their cam, what their cam channel was.
Yeah.
And I've never been on them, Mike. I think Schmosker went on one time. They get tipped all the time. So side hustles have been around forever. It's just getting mainstream now.
All right. Then let me ask you this question by waiting, because I kind of set you up with this one, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar Santana, out of all the things you do, in your world,
yes,
Oscar's world.
What is in your mind? What is your job, and what would you describe as your side hustle or hustles, plural?
My job, my main job here, is to make Mike more money.
God, he said that.
Good answer.
Yes.
Great answer.
Yes. And if I make Mike more money, I make more money. And if I make Mike more money, that means Charlie and I make more money.
Right.
And if I make Mike more money,
Charlie is fist bumping in the control room right now.
Charlie and I make
more
money.
Charlie fist bumping?
He is. He is. He's all smiles.
I'm trying to get him to choose, Charlie Bernie. I'm trying to get him to choose.
Have you ever seen Sophie's Choice?
Make Mike more money.
Yes. Thank you. God bless you. No, I appreciate that.
Now Charlie is not fist pumping.
Oh, sorry.
Now he's flipping us off.
No, I'm part of that too.
Yeah, you know? Yes.
Hi, Charlie. I'd like some too. Anyway, that's right. Anything you want, Charlie, I'll do it. I love money too. Thank you. You're listening to Oscar's Take. Oscar, 25-year-old woman, and here is her name.
Woman.
I'm going to try this.
Yes.
Her name is Agni Banaskevitsyutsta.
Mm.
And she recently got her master's degree in English from the University of Essex in England.
Hello.
I don't know what her thesis was, probably pronouncing her name. When she was getting her diploma at graduation, her 27-year-old boyfriend, Edgaris Averbukus, walked up and proposed to her.
That's nice.
Agni looked shocked and happy, and she said yes. The crowd also applauded and cheered loudly, but now the video of the proposal's gone viral, and people are bashing this guy for hijacking her moment and making it about him. A writer for a magazine in the UK wrote, quote, "Graduating is a personal achievement. We don't get many of those moments, which is why it's so crappy for a man to hijack it." What say you, Oscar Santana?
I am 100% in agreement. He ruined the moment. I'm a time hopper, a flashback came up on Facebook that showed my father and I at the Smith School of Business right after graduation.
Yes.
Remind me how much my father hated me until that moment of life, because he looked so happy. I looked so happy.
That was a good picture.
That's just 2 years ago. 2 years has flown by.
Yeah.
And if Shannon all of a sudden at that point professed to the world that, hey, you're having a baby or something like that.
Yeah. It would suck.
Well, it would be a special moment in the bigger picture.
It'd be a great, no, in the bigger picture, but I see, I know what you're saying. It is hijacking. That's her moment, and that's, you're going to propose at a ball game, you're taking it away from the players or something like that. That's different.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about that individual
personal moment,
the achievement. And you want to do a look at me, yeah. I'm going to, yeah, yeah, it yeah, sucks. Yeah. Loser.
Ass. How do you want to find out when she's pregnant?
By the doctor.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're listening to Oscar's Talk, Oscar's ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, when you actually are powering through stuff at your job, not just half working, half randomly going down rabbit holes on YouTube, according to a new survey, workers say they're most productive on Mondays, and productivity goes down just a little every day after that. 29% of people say they feel most productive on Mondays, 27% peak on Tuesdays, 20% on Wednesdays, 13% on Thursday, and hey, here's Friday, only 11%. Mm-hmm. Survey also found 44% of people say they're most productive early in the morning. What say you?
This Oscar? Is wild. Fantastic. Traffic in D.C. is absolutely dead on Fridays.
It is.
Yeah.
And in the summer, forget about it. Everyone's on these flex weeks. God bless you. You get to work from home. That's fine.
Right.
What's also fascinating is that all of our big, and I can just give you the parallel, all of our big meetings for customers outside of this world happen Monday through Thursday. Nothing happens on Friday.
True.
And for us, Friday, again, the broadcasting world is like, okay, how are we going to get ready for the following week? I mean, really, after the show, Rob doesn't just leave. We start talking about what are the next promotions? Right. What do we got to get copy for Mike? What do we have to do this and that? How does your week up there in Maine look while it's Vacationland USA compared to what was just said in that story?
I wind down later in the week. I always like to wind down. But I will tell you, where I know when Carla managed a court reporting firm, the opposite may be true in the legal community. I think in legal circles, they start ramping up Thursday because they've got so much work
looking ahead
every week that they're
trying to nail
everything down by Thursday and Friday. She did not like Fridays because there were people scrambling to get stuff done by the in the legal profession. I think it might be a little different. In almost all other deals, it kind of winds down. And then when you get the two most significant professional occupations, the law and medicine. Mm-hmm. Those are the two big,
right? I thought you were going to say law and disc jockey.
Not at all. The law and medicine.
Yeah.
The rules don't apply.
You're right.
In that world. It doesn't. Because in medicine, there's never downtime.
No.
It doesn't exist.
No.
You don't have
People
a calendar.
People don't stop getting sick.
However, right. You don't have a calendar.
There is one problem. There are two things on that. Is that I can sometimes, if I'm hanging out with someone on a Friday, I'll say at about 4:30, I'll say, watch my phone. And between 4:30 and 5, all the copy for the next week arrives by email. Mm. And that's when it happens because, you know, it's a last minute thing. So
In our world, things kind of heat up on Friday, right?
Yeah. And also the thing, it said that people are more productive early in the morning. Not necessarily with Oscar.
No.
Oscar's a
nocturnal. Oscar's a 6 p.m. guy.
Yeah, I'm 6 p.m. guy.
And this is Oscar's take.
Oh, this is Oscar's take.
Oscar, Quentin Tarantino's ninth movie stars Leonardo DiCaprio as a fading Western star who's struggling with how fast Hollywood is changing in 1969. God, I want to see this movie.
Me too.
It's the first thing I'm going to do when I get to Florida. Brad Pitt is his best friend and stunt double who somehow gets himself mixed up in the Manson murders. Tarantino, man. How does he do it? Dakota Fanning and Andy McDowell's daughter, Margaret Qualley, play members of the Manson family, and Margot Robbie's their future victim, actress Sharon Tate. Stranger Things may also recognize Uma Thurman's daughter, Maya Hawke, Ethan Hawke's daughter, as one of the less committed members of the Manson family. There are a ton of other cameos in the movie. This was also Luke Perry's final movie before he died.
Oh.
The rest of the cast, here's some people in it. Al Pacino, Kurt Russell, Lena Dunham, and Deadwood's Timothy Oliphant. What do you
think? Blockbuster.
I've been wanting to get your opinion.
Ever since the teaser trailer came out, I've been obsessed trying to figure out how these movies are still made. And I'm not talking about Tarantino movies. They're one of their own. I'm talking about in a world of getting this super cast that's not superheroes. How do you have the budget?
Oh, a star-studded blockbuster.
To pay all these people.
I know.
Right?
I know. I think when it's a guy like Tarantino or Scorsese, I think they get these guys for a better rate.
The answer was in the question. They want to be part of a passion project.
They want to be part of it.
Yeah, they want to be part of it.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
It's Oscar's Take.
And finally, why did I hit that? Oscar, when it gets as hot out as it's been lately, people go to extreme lengths to cool down. So I guess it's important to draw the line somewhere. A doctor named Sarah Welsh, they've had a real heat wave over in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
She's over in the UK. She just put out a reminder for the ladies. No matter how hot it gets, don't put a popsicle in your lady parts to cool down. Please don't do that. Here is the quote. Please don't put a popsicle in your lady parts. The quote is, the ice can stick to the delicate skin and cause real trauma and damage. Plus, the sugar can, quote, disrupt the natural pH. I look forward to your take on this.
I lived in a world without AC in college. My summer's in Morgantown, West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And the best thing to do, if my professional opinion, is to go T-O-P-L-E-S-S topless. So that will cool you down, as I would walk home and my shirt would be soaked in sweat. I'd just take my shirt off and then go home, stick my head in the freezer for a good 10 minutes. And that will keep you cool. Walk around your house in your underwear or T-O-P-L-E-S-S topless. You'll be A-okay, male or female.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I'm glad you didn't put a popsicle between two pillows. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
He never said
that's
he
Oscar's
didn't.
Take. He never said that. No. But Rob's starting to take his shirt off, so we have to get to the commercials.
What is this, a fudgesicle?
Take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more.
That thrills. Was gross.
That made me throw up in my mouth.
We'll Tony, right why back. Do you write those jokes?
Ew.
It's Angie Goff with the Oh My Goff Show, and this week it's a family affair. Both my sisters are in the studio, and things get personal. Don't forget, the show's waiting for you right now on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, and please
beautiful
give me
family,
five stars.
Yeah.
Really great.
Really?
Yeah.
Three Goff sisters?
Three Goffs. Yeah.
Check out the video. There's a great montage of photos at the end of the episode where they're growing up. It's a beautiful film.
Awesome. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today, let's talk about ham, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Ham. You.
Ham.
As you know, ham is pork from a leg cut that has been preserved by wet or dry curing, with or without smoking. As a processed meat, the term ham includes both whole cuts of meat and ones that have been mechanically formed. Hey, Oscar.
Yes.
The Chinese were the first people to mention the production of cured ham. Think about that the next time you eat a sandwich cubano. Yes, ham is a wonderful meat. And if you like ham, you should see your favorite podcasters ham it up on the TMOS bonus show. The jolly jury of jocularity has found the bonus show guilty of giggles.
Oh, yes.
Just click the banner on our website and you'll get access to all of our bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS. Let our comedy customs agent stamp your passport to the assport. Copyright TMOS 2019.
Thank you.
So please buy the TMOS bonus show. It goes great with cheese. The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Renews It Gel Cone Air Fresheners. Explore more than 25 fragrances. Explore more than 25 fragrances and let Renews It express your ideal home. Renews It, do's it. Renews It is a product of Henkel Consumer Goods, Stamford, Connecticut.
Great.
Fake sponsorship.
I love it.
And now let's open up.
It's a scent cone, Mike. It's a scent cone.
Thursday, July 25. All right, go ahead, Rob.
I too am also excited about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And here's something I did not know. It's Tarantino's ninth movie.
Okay.
He said all along, apparently, he's only going to make 10 movies, and then he's done. And here he is talking about that.
Is this really going to be your second to last? You're really going to do one more and that's it?
That's the idea. I mean,
whose idea?
I'm not saying I'll just disappear like J.D. Salinger. I'll be a writer.
What, are you going to play golf?
No, I might. Well, I haven't been married. I haven't had kids. I just got married. I want to have kids.
Okay.
You know? And so, doing the TV thing could be really kind of cool, but I kind of like the idea of making 10 motion pictures and then, boom, that's it, that's done. The filmography is locked, and there you go.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? I love that outlook.
And then you do an 11th late in your career.
Yeah.
You pop another one so everybody can judge you and say you've lost your fastball.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, that's fine. That's okay with me. And he makes good movies. Leonardo DiCaprio, doesn't attach his star.
No, you're right.
One of the biggest in Hollywood to a guy who makes crap movies.
Right.
And you know what? Even a bad Tarantino movie is a fun movie to watch.
You're right.
It really is. They're always fun.
All the nine leading up have been great, or the eight. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to see
this.
The
two-word formula, hyper-violence.
Now, here's something else that is something to look forward to, at least for me, for this movie. The soundtrack is largely incorporated into the story. The music comes from the radio. And the station that he's going to spotlight is 1960s KHJ Los Angeles.
Yes.
Which is really cool.
KHJ.
And here is one of the promos that I've heard is actually going to be part of the movie.
This is Batman.
And Robin.
With exclusive news for KHJ listeners.
It's the Batphone Secret Number Contest presented by Boss Radio.
The real one.
There's a terrific prize for the first KHJ listener.
He's using real air checks for the soundtrack.
Batphone. There are seven digits in the Batphone Secret Number. Listen to what you'll win if yours is the first correct answer received by KHJ.
Great prize.
You'll visit Batman and me at 20th Century Fox and be our guest for lunch at the studio.
Wow. And you'll ride to the Batcave in the Batmobile, where Back Robin and day. I will present you with a 1966 console color television set. Keep it on KHJ for more clues in the Batphone Secret Number Contest.
One radio station,
so cool.
One promotion, lots of money.
So cool.
Lots of money.
Fanta. They had to pay those guys a lot of money to do that. Man, oh man, the days of radio were great. Contesting on the radio is gone, but it used to be so much.
Of course, Bruce. Of course, Bruce.
So cool. He's a great speaker, Adam West. You know who else is a great speaker? Is our president.
Yes.
And yesterday he was in a press conference talking about his new Secretary of Defense, and he managed to say the word infantryman as infant troopin. And the word lawmaker as lawmarker. Here is our president.
He was awarded the Bronze Star and the Combat Infantryman Badge for his service. He has worked in both houses of Congress advising lawmakers.
Ooh. He's tired.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, we're getting more of that now.
Infantry,
a little
bit. Mike. Infantry.
Can you play it one more time, please? I'd like to.
I think infantryman sounds German.
He was awarded the Bronze Star and the Combat Infantryman Badge for his service. He has worked in both houses of Congress advising lawmakers.
He also won a 1966 color console television.
Painful to hear.
From Adam West.
That's right. Infantryman. All right, let's close with a pair of tapes here. Chinese puppies, Mike. It looks like a baby golden or a Labrador. He's walking around in a farmyard, and he hears a rooster crow, and the dog imitates the rooster. Puppy.
Oh,
it's so cute, and it makes me close with one of my all-time favorite tapes, The Whistling Puppy. The puppy, this is a classic. The puppy, just he doesn't know how to howl yet, so he makes this noise. This is the owner trying to get him to howl. One more.
Okay, ready?
I tell you something, folks. If you're having a bad day, go to YouTube and type in Whistling Puppy. Your day's
going
to be
puppy,
okay.
Whistling Puppy, everybody.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a blessed weekend.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Hey, we got a nice weekend for you to buy tickets for the TMOS live show on Saturday night, November 16th in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Zappos Theater. We'd love to see you out there. If you'd like to make a little weekend junket and you're thinking about some fun, imagine the fun of Sin City.
Yes.
Right in the middle of it, a Mike O'Mara live show. You're going to love it. Let's blast out a few more tickets this weekend.
All right.
All right. I just pulled that out of my. Okay, everybody. Have a great time. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying, see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is my house. As long as you live in my house, I own the air you breathe. You follow my rules. You act respectfully.
Last time I was this close to male genitalia, I was being flashed by my mentally ill neighbor.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ear. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kid?
Hey, guys! Kick rock!